Right now, we want to change our attention a little bit. We want to talk a little bit about the education savings account bill that is going to be heard here. A critical vote will be held basically about whether or not this passes through the Education Committee. The vote on the charter bill was 13-9 last year, and we are joined last week. Now it's a question about whether it will pass this morning, and we are joined now by Shaka Mitchell. Shaka was going to tell us a little bit about the details of what's going on at Capitol Hill. Shaka, welcome.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We're delighted to have you on. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Education Savings Account bill. It's really a number one priority for Governor Lee. How did you get involved in this, and what's your view on it?
It sure is. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. This is, I think, probably the top priority, really, for the governor right now. And we're seeing a whole lot of activity here in at the legislature surrounding this bill, and really surrounding education. I think the reason why is pretty clear. You know, out of about 1.2 million school-age children in Tennessee, only about 35% of them graduate high school, college, or career ready. And so, you know, 35%, if you had a 35% success rate for anything else, you'd say, well, that doesn't work. We got to
not a very good success pattern. And so your role as the Tennessee director for the American Federation for Children has been, I think you've been very involved in the preparation of the details of this bill. Is that right, Chaka?
Yeah, we sure have. You know, we work, our organization works across a number of states, and so we're always on the lookout for, you know, best practices, and then how do you take these ideas around parent choice, school choice, and tailor them to, you know, our unique communities to make sure it works in our state, to make sure it works with our constitution, and ultimately gives our kids what it needs. So we've been really involved, and also involved in educating the legislators, because as you know, we've got so many new legislators in Nashville this year that there are just a lot of folks who have never even thought about you know, education budgets, and they've never just thought about the scale and the scope of the problem here in the Volunteer State.
What are the main objections that we'll hear, Shaka, from the opponents of this bill when it comes to a vote? And what? How do we address those?
Sure, I think one of the main objections is, frankly, the main objection has nothing to do with kids and has everything to do with money, which is to say, it has everything to do with power. And so you'll hear folks on the other side say, "Well, this is just going to take money from public schools," and that couldn't be further from the truth. And in fact, nationally, on average, private choice programs like this save over $3,000 per pupil per year. So we know there's big savings, and that's going to be the case here in Tennessee because, you know, the education savings accounts only touch the state portion. So there's sort of a local share, a local portion that counties, you know, county commissions appropriate. The education savings account doesn't touch that. So that money stays with the local district. And so a local district actually ends up with more money per pupil. So I think that's the biggest, you know, argument against that you hear.
Yeah, I think you're quite right about it, and we're trying to do a vote count on it. It's up in the air. What time in the morning do you think this is going to be held in the Education Committee? Is it going to be 9 o'clock today, or when's the vote going to be held?
That's right. So the committee starts at 8 o'clock, and there are folks already in that hearing room. I'm here now at the General Assembly. There are folks in there gathering already. We expect that this bill will come up after they work through some other business this morning. So, you know, the committee meets from 8 to 11. I suspect they will use every minute of debate possible.
Yeah.
Much to my chagrin. And I bet we should know by 11 o'clock. So, you know, I think, fingers crossed, or, you know, as my Nana says, you know, send up a tall prayer. But I think today's a really big day towards giving parents some education freedom and some options, because there's so many, families for whom their local school just doesn't work. There's many local schools that are great, by the way, but not everyone. It doesn't work for every kid, and so for those kids, we need options.
So if your school is failing, and if you live in five urban counties right now, they would be Shelby, Davidson, Hamilton, Jackson, or Madison County, which is the city of Jackson, and Hamilton County, or if you're in the special the school district, which is primarily out of Memphis, that's run by the state. If you live in one of those areas and your child is in a failing school, you would be eligible to obtain a education savings account of $7,300. And this starts, in the fall of 2021? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's when it's slated to begin.
So it's only in the first year, it's only up to 5,000 students, and there are over a million students here in Tennessee. Interestingly enough, Shaka, you've looked at this, and I know we've talked to other folks that there have been one critic, critics on the right say, well, it should be available for every student. What I'm told, and you tell me if this is true or not, if you look at other states where this has been successfully implemented, there's just a capacity problem, and that in the first year in any state, it's very difficult to implement more than 3 or 4 or even 5,000 students signing up. Is that the case? And what happens in those states over time?
Yeah, that's right. You want sort of an on-ramp, if you will. And listen, I'm all for choice. And I think education isn't K-12, education problems don't only exist in urban areas, right? They're in urban areas. We know in Tennessee, many of our rural schools are struggling, and parents are looking for options there. So this isn't just an urban area problem. So eventually, I think we do want to see something more broad, and there's time for that. But you're absolutely right in that you also don't want to sort of flood the zone too quickly.
Right? Yeah, because these things take a while to set up.
That's right. You're doing a lot of parent education. You've got to teach parents about, how the systems work. Schools have to understand how they work. You're dealing with, school districts. One district, say in Shelby County, has one board for 200 schools. Instead, now you're dealing with lots of maybe independent schools and other education service providers. And so, it just takes some time to get everyone acclimated. This is truly a new paradigm, and so that takes a little while. And so I think it's okay to ramp this up over time. That being said, we've got to move with urgency. So I wouldn't say to legislators, "Oh, don't worry about it; just kick the can another year." No way, because kids don't get that year back from school. You only get third grade, fourth grade once, and if you come out of that grade and you're not prepared and you can't read, well, you're chances of success as an adult just drop off a cliff.
Have you had there are a number of freshman legislators who serve on this committee who are sort of swing votes apparently. One of them is Scott Sepicki from represents Murray County, who I know had been involved in some negotiations. Do you talk to any of these swing votes, and do you have a sense of where they are?
Yeah, we do. And, Representative Sepicki in particular had a really good conversation with him. He asked really good questions. To really everyone's credit, I think they're asking questions that are thoughtful, no one wants to do anything, including myself, that would harm our traditional public schools. And the reality is that's where most of our kids go. That's where most of our kids are going to go. Two of my girls go to public school. So we don't want to do anything that harms public schools, but we want to, again, make options. So, Representative Sepicki, some others have been asking really good questions. I think there have been some amendments that have addressed most of their questions.
That there were some amendments going on. I get the sense there's a lot of horse trading going on in the final hours here. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think, they tell you sometimes it's not a pretty process to watch the sausage get made. It's true. We're making sausage, but, I think at the end of the day, they're going to get it done today. It's such a high priority. To say that you are against this is effectively saying that you think the status quo is fine.
And I don't
know who's saying.
Yeah,
that.
And now interestingly for Representative State Rep Sapicki, one of the issues that he probably would have to deal with here is, you know, he's from Maury County, and the schools there are actually performing below state averages, which are actually not that great to begin with. So that would be an issue that he would have to deal with if he votes against it. We'll find out. Hey, before you go, Shaka Mitchell, the director of American Federation for Children, you are a Belmont grad, a Wake Forest University School of Law grad. You teach American government and constitutional law at Belmont University. You know, we've got this little thing called the Tennessee Star Constitution Bee for secondary school students. I don't know if you've heard about that.
I sure have.
But I'm going to, we'll talk off the air, but I want to invite you to come and maybe be a judge there this year, April 27th. You don't have to commit now, but we'll talk to you.
That sounds like a good time. I was going to say, as long as I don't have to be in the hot seat, I'd much rather be on the judge side. No, but I'd be happy to do it. And it's such an important thing to make sure our kids know civics and they're set up really to be productive citizens.
Shaka Mitchell, Tennessee Director for the American Federation for Children. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Tennessee Star Report this morning. And when we come back, more from the Tennessee Star Report on Talk Radio 98.3 FM and 1510 WLAC. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.